Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This NFL Week 7 recap and Monday Night Football Props edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. For boosted parlays, day in game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by Prediction Strike. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes. Use promo code SGP to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer Dog?
What's up, Sean? Ah, we got football Sean in the house.
Yes.
Unfortunately, football Sean isn't going to be moving around too much. Took a beating today. Maybe how was the Eagles game? Let's start there.
All right. Well, yes, we are recapping week 7. I'm calling in. I'm still in Vegas. Ryan's in the studio. I've lost my voice from screaming at the game. And the game started out great. Eagles got off to a nice 7-0 lead. Raiders drove down. We got the interception. Things were looking good. And then it just unraveled. Jalen Hurts looks horrible. Nick Sirianni looks horrible. I mean, the only positive was that I got to see a guy dressed up as a pirate, really sad early on in the first quarter. I really enjoyed that. As he walked by after the Eagles touchdown, I just yelled, "It's a sad pirate alert." So that was fun. But the rest of the game was a complete disaster. The stadium was pretty cool. Pretty cool experience walking over and hanging out. I mean, I'm going to lose my mind if I hear anyone else just go Raiders one more time. Really have enough of that for the rest of my life.
I mean, look, we've lived in LA for a while. We understand what it sounds like to be around Raider fans. No matter the score, something good happens. Right. I mean, when I was in the sports book, when that game started, first of all, sports book didn't have the game on till like 7 minutes left in the first quarter. But when, as soon as that game came on, you heard a "Go Birds." And then all of a sudden it was just like a wave of Raiders. Like mildly intimidating, considering you're inside the safety of a casino.
Yes, although I do take solace. The Eagles fans were representing, even though we got our ass kicked. I would say the biggest applause of the entire game was when Guy Fieri was introduced. Place went nuts. It was really exciting for the Raiders fans. Their boy Guy up there yelling Raiders. It was it was just a gross game. Everything else about it was a cool experience. Game itself, I mean, there's not much to say. Like, Derek Carr just picked us apart. This Jonathan Gannon defense just has to go. It's it's a mix between talent and coaching. Step one, fire Howie Roseman, and maybe this loss helps us get to that spot. But yeah, Eagles suck.
Wow. Okay. I mean, you know,
well, Ryan, I'm not going to be in denial like you.
Here we go. Why are you taking this out on me?
Well, you're acting surprised that I'm pissed off at the team and the GM. I should be. They played like shit. Quarterback sucks. Team sucks. Fletcher Cox says he doesn't get paid to cover screens. He gets paid to sack the quarterback.
Oh, shit. Well, then,
you know, sack the quarterback, Fletcher Cox. If you're going to come out with that shot, you need more than one sack on the season. Like, paying you $20 million a year. Like, what the hell's going on, big wow. guy?
Coming after Fletcher Cox. It's maybe you need a 24-hour cooling off period. I would say this. It was an odd game because it didn't seem like the Raiders. It didn't seem like here's my take on the Raiders. The offensive genius is now gone, and that was the limiting factor of Derek Carr, because they looked like a decent team. I mean, they gave the Eagles a ton of chances, but yeah. How was the split in the stadium? Eagles fans to Raiders fans?
Yeah, it was pretty 50-50.
Nice. That's pretty embarrassing, Raiders fans. You're better than that.
Raiders.
All right. So what do we start with? Do we talk about craps?
Yeah. Well, before we get to the craps, make sure we shout out the presenting sponsor of Sports Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Good buddies over at the Win, aka WinBet. Oh man, you got to head over to winbet.com, download the app, get going. Arizona, Virginia, Tennessee, New Jersey, Michigan, Indiana, Colorado. They got it all, in-game wagering, got some sweet bonuses going. Of course, the $1,000 risk-free bet. Plus they have this sweet thing where they match your first wager up to 200%. So if you bet $100, you'll get a $200 free bet, and you can get all the way up to $1,500. We did a bonus episode from the Win at the Blue Wire Studios with Nate Collins. He's the co-host of Chris Long's podcast, Greenlight, and that was a lot of fun. So check that out. And of course, download the Win betting app. All right, Broncos. Oh, wait. Yeah, let's get to the craps run, Ryan. The highlight of the trip, for sure.
I mean, first of all, college, I don't know how college went for you. I think you almost hit a nice parlay. It wasn't the greatest day for me. I had some wins. I had some losses. Virginia Tech one step closer to firing Fuente. But by the end of the day, it was we had dinner plans later on, and we wanted to leave for some reason. Oh, that's what it was. We were hanging out with Sportsbook and Sig, AKA you were hanging out with him while I put out that bonus podcast. And I got down there, and immediately when I got down there, Tom Green, AKA your dad, was like, I want to roll some dice. And so, you know, I'm not the guy that's ever going to steer that idea away. And so we went to go play some craps. You know, he's the guest. Let him pick the table. He picked the table because the guy with the dice had an Eagle shirt on, and the rest was history. We were there for one shooter. We were there for less than 20 minutes. And a lot of that time was just payout time. And essentially what happened, I think we hit a point or two. We were feeling good. And your dad's like, let's go on the hard six. Or maybe the point was a six. Let's go on the hard six.
Yep.
So I think you guys throw $5 each. Me being the alpha I am has to go higher than you. So I throw 10 out. Plus I piggyback five for the dealers. Then, you know, little craps happens. They're rolling numbers, whatever. And then boom, hard six to hit the point. We're feeling it. High fives are going around. Of course, you know, I'm going to parlay it all the way up. So I forced the dealers to go all the way up to 50. I bring my stack up to 100. I don't remember at this point what you've done, Sean. Did you press at all at that point?
I don't remember. I started pressing at some point.
And so then it hits again. So it's a come out roll. I hop it for insurance. It doesn't hit. It hits another six, hard six. Boom. We hit again. So now we're going to parlay.
Keep going. Larry Bird 33.
This guy's wearing an Eagles shirt. I'm a little torn emotionally. There's probably what we thought was definitely a working gal working that our end of the table and the table that was bookend with it. There was a lot going on. You could feel the energy. So at this point, I've now hit $100 on a 10-4-1 bet. So I'm going to double that bet up to 200. I'm going to take the dealers up to 100 with me. This is when I think, Sean, you came in a little heavier, maybe up to 50, something like that. And then boom, immediately hits it again. Boom. And then I take it up to, I think 400. I think you took it up to 100 at this point. The dealers are sitting with like 100 or 200 on top of me. We've already won a bunch of money, and then he hits the point. So now I have all this money on the hard six. Always take the hard six off, right? You don't want that action on a point that can clear the board. So I play the insurance. I put $75 on hopping the hard three. Come out, roll. What happens? Bam, hard six. I'm losing my mind. I'm sure this is the craziest, or at least the most Sean's ever seen me lose my mind at a craps table. This is probably when I said, go birds or something like that.
You said go birds to the guy rolling.
And at this point I'm just like, holy shit, I can't feel my feet. I need a cigarette. I just need to like relax. Cause I'm winning a lot of money now, a lot of money. Like purple chips are coming off the table. And then a couple more points, boom, he hits it one more time. And it's just like, holy shit. And then I think craps out. We've all just raked in a shitload of money. My head exploded, high-fiving random people, said go birds. What else happened? Your dad incessantly was looking for a tip. That was cool. I don't know. Sometimes six hard sixes, I think, was the total. Six hard sixes in a matter of like 10 minutes.
Insane.
Anyway.
Insane craps run. Best run I've ever had. I think I walked with like 1800 bucks. It was great. Highlight of the trip. All right, Broncos 14, Browns 17. Hopefully on the DFS show, I said, grab that 3.5. Hopefully you did. We picked it on the show at plus 1.5. The teaser came in, but the 1.5 didn't for the Denver Broncos. Yeah, kind of an ugly game here. And Johnson, the running back, he had an awesome game. So shout out to him. And Denver, I don't know what's up with this team. If they have anything left after starting 3-0, and granted it was against some suspect competition, but they were still 3-0. And you know, Keenum didn't look horrible in for a bit. I'll say that right.
Keenum was not that much worse than Baker for sure. I don't know. I mean, you're looking at Denver, you're looking at Carolina. These are two teams that started 3-0 and not much to show for it. Yeah, I don't have much to add to that, no. Sean. I mean, the Browns are a good team, clearly, because they're very hurt right now and they're still getting wins. So I think we have to start.
They got some depth. I mean, and their defense played a lot better than they did previously. And Bridgewater, I think that quad was bothering him more than I thought as well. Ryan, of course, we gave away $500. Congratulations to Jenny G0703, possibly a female listener.
Oh my God.
She took home the $500 DFS contest we had, putting up 204.96 fantasy points. And her lineup was pretty awesome. Stafford, Fournette one was a sneaky one. DeAndre Swift went off, Cooper Kupp, Van Jefferson Jr., Waddle, Ricky Seals Jones, Jamar Chase, who was just a beast, and Arizona Cardinals. My lineup ended up doing pretty good. Tyreek Hill was the guy of all guys to screw me. Kenny Gainwell had a big day, the one I gave out on the show. Uzuma had a nice day. So and even Aaron Rodgers, three touchdowns. He played well too. I just had like one or two snowflakes in there and killed the whole lineup.
Yeah, and if you were following us on Twitter, I had a fun sweat for the beginning part of that Cincy Baltimore game. It looked like I had nailed a stack opportunity, and then Lamar just went away. But at one point, Sean, about halftime today, I was in third place in the Millie Maker. So that was fun. Yeah, didn't finish in third.
Well, Ryan, you know, you still have that story.
Yeah, thanks.
Bengals 41, Ravens 17. Speaking of the Bengals, and you know. Kudos to Joe Burrow. I know the Bengals took a ton of grief for drafting Chase over Sewell, but Chase just continues to dominate. I was skeptical. I thought this ACL would nag him, especially in the first half of the season, but the Bengals look good. We identified this as a letdown spot for the Ravens, and it certainly seemed that way.
It was kind of the way it played out, it was strange. And it was almost like at times, and if you watch the game, especially down the stretch, Lamar was almost throwing it to make a point. And even though like the Hollywood, like the real stack was the Burrow, Uzoma, Chase double stack, bringing it back with Hollywood or Bateman. The real thing with Hollywood, I think there's something going on between him and Hollywood. He was stubbornly throwing the ball down the field, even when he wasn't open. And there were times when they showed that behind the quarterback view where he could have, specifically towards the end of the game, before it got out of hand, there was a play where he kind of could have ran right and honestly probably run a 60 yard touchdown, but he decided to go left and sling it down the field. And there was just something going on. You know, maybe we identified they went out of their way to pass, but something strange was going on with the Baltimore offense. It's maybe it's Cincy's defense is just that good, but I think we can't overreact to this Cincy spot. Because I do think they're still gonna, the offensive line is still a problem. Burrow's still getting rushed and pressured. He's doing well with it, but it's still like living on the edge, you know, like you saw that hit Mahomes took today. Like dudes are going to go down this year, and Burrow's taking hits in these games. And he played great against the blitz. That was the difference in the game. He played great against the blitz, and Ja'Marr Chase is an absolute freak.
Yeah, no. And yeah, I mean, that was that one stat I had about Burrow against the blitz. And that's why I felt good getting the six and should have made it my dog. Cause that was pretty easy there. Panthers 3, Giants 25. One of my locks, unfortunately, was the Panthers. My other lock hit though, New England. Ryan, this game was not on at the tailgate, so I didn't catch a ton. I did see Darnold got knocked out. What are you, you got to be pretty excited. Congratulations, Danny Dimes got his 10th career win, year three, but congrats.
Danny Dimes, first of all, that catch, Sean, if you didn't see that one-handed grab, I'll have to show it to you tomorrow when you get back to Los Angeles. Beautiful. I don't know this. I remember when we were breaking this game down and I was going to pick against the Giants no matter what to send them a message. Message was received, by the way. You saw the heart they put out there today. But what I said at the very end of the handicap was, are we sure there's not some sort of ghost that's going to bite Sam Darnold being back in that building? And it clearly did, because he looked horrible. He looked absolutely. Robbie Anderson continued to get targets and not produce yards. They didn't look great on the defense was playing hard, but the offense just looked horrible.
Yeah.
So I mean,
it's been like what, three or four games in a row where he's looked just horrible. There's nothing else to say. I mean, Darnold looks really, really bad, and he's not getting any help. You know, Christian McCaffrey is on the IR now for a couple of weeks. So I don't know what to make of this. I mean, they look noticeably better with our boy, the Butler.
I think one, it speaks to Teddy Bridgewater being that like gatekeeping quarterback where he's able to play with good players around him in a good system. And I think what we're seeing here is whatever Brady's like genius was, it clearly then the NFL caught up to him. And maybe it's Christian McCaffrey. Maybe Christian McCaffrey's that valuable to this team. But I think it's probably a little bit more that they just kind of figured out the gimmick. And Sam Darnold went from looking like we looked really smart. And we talked about it preseason. He had a great, great early start to the season for fantasy. But now we're getting to that part of the season where it's not so great. And, you know, they were really trash. I mean, the Giants honestly should have put up 40 on them. There were points that, not surprisingly, Garrett left points on the field. So, yeah, I mean, good game for the Giants, though. They stepped up, even with the crappy-ass offensive line. Daniel Jones, they ran a little read option, Sean. I was very happy about that.
No, I mean, this is, you know, as an Eagles fan, this is the perfect win for the Giants. It keeps people believing that, you know, you got it all figured out and no major structural changes need to be made. Keeps Gettleman around. It's business as usual.
Unfortunately, we missed the Gettleman revenge spot angle. No, I mean, look, the Panthers didn't want this game. The Giants couldn't have lost this one. I mean, honestly, the Giants defense, they got a safety. They were 1 point short of beating the Panthers.
Green Bay, 24, Washington, Deadskins, only 10. It was all over the Packers here and in DFS. You know, I mean, again, they probably should have put up more points, a little sloppy at times, but even them kind of, even the Packers in like third and fourth gear for most of the game still better than this Washington team, who just has nothing going on offensively. And I know it's 24 points, but it should have been more. I mean, this Washington defense just can't stop anything. They look really bad.
This was a weird game. There were a lot of turnovers. I don't know how much of this you caught, Sean. There were a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, I saw a decent amount.
The Washington football team left some. They were being aggressive, so it's fine. But in hindsight, like, they left a lot of field goals that could have cut this to a lesser game. And I know that it did appear like the Packers weren't going 110%. But man, Heinicke really looked allergic to the back door. Just, he had so many opportunities to slide in there. But that dude's in it. If we had any question about that dude off the field, he's all man. Couldn't find the back door if he wanted to.
All right, well, let's talk Chiefs. Only put up 3 points. Titans 27. Tennessee. I was on the Titans here again. Should have made it my dog. I didn't see a 24 point. Kind of just blew them out. I mean, Derrick Henry threw for a touchdown. That was fun. Mahomes threw another interception. He's now leading the league. Him and Zach Wilson are tied for the league lead in interceptions, which is an insane stat. Now Zach Wilson's hurt. So, Mahomes might run away with this. I mean, Ryan, are the Chiefs good?
Oh my, no. And Mahomes very clearly got knocked out. Very clearly. I at a minimum, I don't know if you saw the hit, his neck went backwards. Like, I can't see him playing next week. At all.
Yeah. And kudos to the Titans, back to back massive wins against the Bills and the Chiefs. So hashtag, they really are tightening up. There were a couple different spots in the season where they look kind of dead, but AFC South is definitely theirs to lose. Although, Colts got the win against San Francisco. We'll get to that in just a second. And again, stay tuned to the end of the pod. We'll be giving out some Monday Night Football prop bets, but want to make sure we shout out propswap.com, baby. It's where America goes to buy and sell sports bets. If I had listed my Eagles money line when they were up 7-0 or after they got that interception, would have been a great opportunity, because again, that's what's great about PropSwap. You don't actually need to win your bets. You just need to have them increase in value. And it's pretty simple. MLB is a great time to hop on. I know they're doing a bunch of stuff for MLB, including doubling up your money when you use the promo code SGP. And if you're looking to get down some World Series futures, this is where you might be able to find some good prices. So propswap.com, promo code SGP. Also, want to make sure we shout out Prediction Strike. That's right. Prediction Strike. It's a performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes as if they were stocks. A lot of fun. If you dabble in crypto or the stock market at all, you know how fun it is checking your shares every day as it goes up and down, hopefully up. It's tied to their fantasy performance. So that's really fun as well. And if you deposit, all you got to do is deposit $20. Just give it a try. I know the audience, and I know they will enjoy playing over on Prediction Strike, messing around there. Promo code SGP, get a free athlete share. PredictionStrike.com, promo code SGP. Falcons 30, Dolphins 28. Oh, man. Well, I was on the Falcons lane 2.5 when we picked it. Hopefully some smart bettors either took Miami or got Atlanta at the better number there. But from what I could tell, again, watching some highlights, Tua with a pretty rough fourth quarter interception. Matty Ice drove the team down. Seems like they're finally getting Pitts involved. I'm really stoked again for the Eagles draft position, because another L for Miami.
Pitts looked good. This was, I would say, that the thing that stood out to me was in this game, but both of these teams, the variance of the poor play is so bad. Tua had some great drives, but then he had some horrible drives, and then he had drives where he'd make an awesome play, and then he'd throw the worst interception you've ever seen. So, at the end of the day, it was the classic, young kid drives him down too quick. They score. Matt Ryan has enough time to go down the field, and the defense finally, gives up a little bit. Takeaway here, I'm a sharp, got the +2.5. call it a day. Neither one of these teams is any good. I would be a little concerned that Miami is the kind of team that figures some stuff out down the stretch and might could go on a little bit of a winning streak, because you can see it at times. This team looks great. Myles Gaskin, man, like, why is he not touching the ball more? Waddle looks great. Gesicki, a guy I was fairly high on preseason, he's really coming along. So I don't know. I mean, both of these teams obviously suck, but I think both of them played well enough, you know, to win the game, and probably not. They're not in the Jets category, at least.
Oh, speaking of the Jets, my other lock. Why was this only 7? Oh man, another. This was a fun one because it was just cruise control. Patriots 54, New York Jets 13. Zach Wilson got knocked out. Damian Harris had a couple touchdowns. Mac Jones, rookie of the year shares skyrocketing in value.
Chase is out there.
That's also true, but I still think they defaulted to the quarterback, but Jamar Chase is definitely, if it doesn't go to a quarterback, it would have to be Jamar Chase.
Do you remember when we, this preseason, we were like, yeah, Justin Jefferson broke all these records last year. He's the outlier. Yep. That's not going to happen every year. If Chase does that, he could steal it.
Well, but then but that kind of helps my point where he had those crazy numbers and then he still didn't win it. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a valid point. Yeah. Not much to take away here other than why did they make Stevenson inactive? Real dick move. Thought it was going to be a garbage time game. Instead, JJ Taylor gets the 2 touchdowns. I mean, this is one of those games where it's like, man, how is New England? Is it just purely that Bill Belichick, when he's facing a clearly inferior coach, he just takes him to the woodshed? Because the Jets never had a chance. Like, their quarterbacks aren't prepared. The backup isn't any good. Zach Wilson, we're going to have to talk to our guy, Joey T, about Zach Wilson, because I don't know if it's just mentally he's already broken. I don't know if it's whatever happens in that franchise, the Jets, but oof. Patriots are a confusing team, but I feel like we have to fade them next week now.
Yeah. Well, we'll take a look at the card, but yeah, I mean, Bengals seem like a team you want to fade too. Even though they look good, but that was just such a statement win for them. Rams 28, Detroit 19. They covered the massive number. I knew I was going to be off on some of these double digit, which one's the take and which one's not. Yeah, I don't know. I was at the Eagles game, so I didn't catch a ton of it, but it seemed like, you know what, Detroit got out to a 7-0 lead and they did an onside kick. They had a fake punt. They literally threw everything at them, kind of kept it a game, and then fell apart late.
Kitchen sink game. Strangely, this meant more to Jared Goff and the Lions than it did to Sean McVay.
Yeah.
Shocking. And honestly, like, kudos to Dan Campbell. Yeah. Hey, if you're a Lions fan, like, you're excited. At least you're like, wow, we're trying to win the game. We're playing to win the game. So from that perspective, kudos to the Lions.
You play to win the game.
Unfortunately, the Rams are just a really good team. They didn't cover though, losers.
No, well, that's why they're not a great team, right? Because great teams cover. Bucks 38, Bears 3. Man, I got cute here. Bears. I thought their defense would be able to hang. Clearly, that wasn't the case. Again, didn't watch the game, but I'm sure Justin Fields played like shit. What, any takeaways, Ryan?
Justin Fields played like shit. He's just not, this is a Tampa defense that had been letting everyone throw on. Everyone was getting yards against this Tampa defense. Not Justin Fields, not Matt Nagy. And it looks like this Bears team, look at how deep their running back room is. You know, Herbert looks like a legit NFL running back. Damian Williams looks really good. Obviously Montgomery was looking good, and they just, like, that tells you it's the quarterback. You have a running game. You can't, like, when you don't have a running game, it's like, all right, that's a legitimate excuse that can make it much harder to produce offense in the NFL. But the Bears seem to have a running game and they have wide receivers. So it's gotta be the quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly a lot on Justin Fields. Again, he's a rookie. You know, Nagy's obviously on the hot seat. There were fire Nagy chants on the road, which is always, when that happens, is always always really funny. So kudos to Bears fans for getting out there and doing everything you can to help make sure the Bears get a new head coach. Matt Nagy not get it done. Cards 31, Houston 5. Seemed again, didn't watch it live, but from what I was, checking the scores and kind of following the game flow, it seemed like Arizona or Houston was kind of a little frisky there early. Zach Ertz had a big touchdown, so kudos to you, Zach. Get to be with a winning team out in the desert, making a run, and they ended up covering the 18.
Look, Zach Ertz was. That might have been more yak on one catch than he had in his entire career with the Eagles. And it's again, why tell me to stop fading the Cardinals? First time in 18 years, first time in 18 seasons in the National Football League, Sean, that a team that's undefeated laying more than 17 points covered. History smacked me in the face here. I'm off the Texans. Fuck it. I can't. This Cardinals team, when are they going to stop? Do we just have to give them, let them lay 21 points every week? They're toying with teams. AJ Green looks actually okay. Like their receiving core, they're healthy. Like, this is a dangerous team. And it doesn't make sense because how did Cliff Kingsbury all of a sudden become smart? How did he figure out how to coach in one offseason? Or is just Kyler that good?
Yeah, I mean, maybe the Kyler shoulder thing, because he was really kind of looking like this last year early before he got hurt. So maybe just him not having this shoulder injury is the only difference. And really, I'm most shocked by the Cardinals' defense and how well they've looked. So, shout out to the Cards.
JJ Watt is a badass.
Yeah, and then he's got enough in the tank. Nice little situational pass rusher there. Indy, the Colts. We're both on the Colts here. 30-18. Colts are getting 4-1 outright. Really weird, super, super ugly game. Lots of turnovers, fumbles. 49ers drove down, got a nice touchdown there early, and then just couldn't really do anything else offensively. And, Wentz hit a couple throws. He also threw some ugly picks, but nice win for Indy on the road.
Classic Jimmy G. It's the same shit every time. Same shit. And honestly, Sean, Carson Wentz looking good. Carson Wentz played a good football game tonight. You got to give the man his credit. He played a good, won a road game, non-conference road game. Like I told you last week, the Colts are an interesting option to win that division still. Tennessee on deck. Big game next week.
Huge, massive. And Tennessee's coming off of a, two crazy back-to-back wins.
Letdown spot.
All right, Ryan, let's do it. Let's talk Monday night props for the Saints, Seahawks. I'm on the Saints. You're on the Seahawks. What do you got props-wise?
By the way, I hit another teaser this week. No big deal. Just ka-ching. Yeah, you did too. You did too.
Yeah, mine was it was a push on the last leg, but 67% teasers. Ryan at 83% teasers. Pretty insane.
I mean, we're just tease gods. All right.
But hey, 50% of my locks. I'm getting out of the, which is a step up from what I've been at.
All right. Here's what I'm thinking. First up, I'm thinking Geno Smith over 12 and a half rush yards. I think, I think this New Orleans team is going to pose a little bit of a threat to that offensive line. I do see this as a game where that both teams are going to try to run the ball, but I like Geno. Again, he's one of those guys. He's out there to win the game. So if he needs to get a couple yards, he will get a couple yards. So I'm going to take the over 12 and a half in the prime time spot.
Alex Collins under 44 and a half rushing yards. He's dealing with that groin thing. He didn't play Thursday or Friday. There were some questions whether or not he was going to play at all in the game. And then it doesn't seem like it's reflected in this line. Seattle has other options, including DJ Dallas. So I like the under here on his rush yards.
And I'm co-signing that because, like you said, he's banged up and all. Pete Carroll seems strangely excited about Rashad Penny this week. So I'm also gonna take the Alex Collins under.
Yeah, also under on Tyler Lockett. I mean, I don't know. Geno Smith and Tyler were just not on the same page. He's 46 and a half receiving yards under all day.
All right. I'm going, this isn't like your classic player prop. I'm going to give you one that I just, one of these teams is going to have a nice first scripted drive, but they're not going to be able to convert a touchdown. Give me first drive ends in a field goal at plus 550, Sean.
Ooh. Wow. Really? It's that high.
Yeah.
I'll head over to the win bet. Get in on that. My last regular prop here, Marquez Callaway, over 43 and a half receiving yards. He's gone well over the past couple of games. It seems whatever sort of Jameis Callaway chemistry we saw early on, where we're seeing some of that now in the season. I mean, you know, he was at a couple of nice games there in the preseason, really flashed, kind of a slow start in the regular season, but past couple of games he's over. And I think there's a lot of opportunities against the Seattle defense.
I like it. All right. You want to do first touchdown or do you want to do D-gens only?
Do whatever you want to do, Ryan. Follow right. your heart.
Well, Rashad Penny to score two touchdowns is all up in my heart. He's an original hour gal back from San Diego State. And again, I think Pete Carroll is not a guy that can hide things well. He's really excited about Rashad Penny. And I think Alex Collins, a running back with a groin issue, that's tough to play through, easy to re-aggravate. So Rashad Penny, two touchdowns, 12-1.
Yeah, I like that. Great, great angle. Great narrative for Carroll there. I'm going Jameis Winston, 300 yards and three touchdowns, 20-1. He has these games where he has these outlier touchdown stuff. And maybe it's just better to just play four passing touchdowns, but Winston going off is not crazy in my mind. For my first touchdowns, Geno Smith 25-1, DJ Dallas 28-1, New Orleans defense 22-1, and Marquez Callaway kind of chalky at 10-1.
All right. I like the Geno Smith play. Obviously I'm on that for 25-1. I'm also on Jameis at 22-1. For my other Seahawk, give me Rashad Penny, 12-1, staying on the narrative. And then for my Saint, no Taysom, who was going to fill those tight end reps? Could it be Juwan Johnson? He's already a guy they clearly have for plays dialed up for in the red zone. He's 18-1. Take your unit, chop it up four ways. Let's get paid.
Yeah, like that Juwan Johnson angle as well. He's an interesting guy. If you're putting together a showdown lineup, definitely maybe consider tossing him in there.
Gets no volume, but it's all around the red zone.
And hey, as we're closing out, make sure you check out the MLB gambling podcast. World Series is happening. Moonoff, Malcolm, breaking it all down for you. They're even going to be doing a DFS contest. Nice little cash prize there. So make sure you you haven't checked it out already. Perfect time to hop in. End of the season, the MLB gambling podcast. And of course, thank you guys as always for sending all those reviews for the DFS contest. All those reviews are up to possibly win some free gear on Monday, AKA hashtag Merch Monday. Make sure you guys download the app and LFG. Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Drink some tea with honey in it and then get a fruit smoothie.
Kramer, let it ride.